You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new risk-based border system, self-isolation trials for some travellers instead of MIQ, and a sped-up vaccination rollout that's all part of the government's new COVID-19 strategy. It was announced at a forum in Wellington this morning by Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern following expert advice compiled by a group led by Otago University's Sir David Skegg. Under the new four-step plan, the current first stage would involve an immediate response and vaccinating priority groups before moving into a second stage of vaccinating the wider population and trialling alternatives to MIQ. The third stage would implement an individual risk-based border before going to the ultimate goal of allowing quarantine-free travel for vaccinated travellers. So, what will the details look like? For reopening the border, there will be three pathways of travel implemented from the first quarter of 2022. And under that, the first one, no isolation is required for vaccinated travellers from low-risk countries, while some isolation is required but shorter stays in MIQ for vaccinated travellers from medium-risk countries, while there will be no change to fit travellers from high-risk countries and unvaccinated travellers in MIQ, the regular 14-day isolation period. A pilot trial will be starting in October through to December for some registered New Zealand workers to go overseas, then return to self-isolate at home rather than going into MIQ. But regardless of all the self-isolation trials and the risk-based border, everyone will still need a pre-departure testing regardless of if they are vaccinated. The government also said they would develop a traveller health declaration system to assess vaccination status and develop a rapid border testing technology on arrival at airports. Meanwhile, for vaccinations, everyone aged 16 above will be eligible to book a vaccination starting September 1st, but all aged 50 plus will be eligible for vaccinations tomorrow on Friday 13th. And for those 40 plus will start on August 18th, and those aged 30 plus will be eligible starting on August 25th. And starting today, the gap between the first and second Pfizer doses will be doubled from waiting from 3 weeks to six, which the government said is to ensure everyone is partially vaccinated. On top of that, all QR code and masks are now mandatory. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said the government still sees elimination as the best strategy to contain COVID-19 out of New Zealand and keep the border open. And if New Zealand opens the border now, the country will lose the freedoms and advantages it has achieved so far. Jacinda Ardern also said the government changed its strategy on getting people fully vaccinated and instead prioritising the first dose because New Zealand has rolled out the vaccine to those most at risk, and the risk of having the Delta variant spreading in a majorly unvaccinated population. Ms. Ardern also said the government does not have vaccination targets, but it has markers for good vaccine coverage, including a good regional spread of vaccination, high vaccination rates in high-risk populations, and high coverage amongst young adults who are identified as strong sources of transmission. But despite all the announcements, the government is still yet to say when those aged between 12 and 16 will be eligible for the Pfizer vaccine, despite MedSafe said it is safe to do so.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.